Michigan gets to 3-1, 1-0 in Big Ten play with a big win over Nebraska. Michigan 56, Nebraska 10. An exciting day to see the running game finally get going, finally get some confidence. I asked for an average of 5 yards per carry in the pregame. We had 6 yards per carry. We'll talk about that and a dominant defense on In the Trenches.
Let's go In the Trenches with John Jansen. The former Wolverines captain and Michigan Sports Hall of Famer will take you inside the locker room with players and coaches.
Touchdown, Teron Higdon!
This was an impressive day from start to finish.
Touchdown, untouched for the bench, Ben Mason.
Their hard work's really paying off.
He's in! DPJ TD!
Who has it better than us?
Nobody!
Once again, here's John Jansen.
14 tackles for loss for our defense, 4 sacks, another dominant performance. We'll get a chance to talk about this and more. Brian, why don't you come on in and let's talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, fun one today for sure. And John, you were fired up really all week. You're chomping at the bit. You've got to be pumped about this performance.
I am pumped. And to be able to open the Big Ten season against a program, and I emphasize the program of Nebraska, they're not where they were a few years ago. But for these kids to be able to go out and post these numbers against a program like Nebraska, against a staff like Scott Frost, who has had success at Central Florida, at Oregon, everywhere he's been. I'm a little bit happy myself just for the rivalry that I have and that Michigan fans have with Nebraska going all the way back to 97, and then some of the things that Coach Frost said after the Central Florida game a couple years ago. So this is I am pumped. I'm excited, and I'm excited to go to Evanston. This is going to be a big week to get a good win on the road.
We'll preview that one coming up, but first let's digest the win over Nebraska. The running game, boy, was it on fire from the get-go.
Gives the ball to Teron Look out! Higdon, who's got it around the left end. He might go the distance. He's at the 10 to 5. He's in. Touchdown, Teron Higdon! 44 yards, and the Wolverines take a 2-score lead.
6 minutes in, 14-0 Wolverines, and Michigan's ground game wasn't done there.
First and goal from the 4. One setback is Ben Mason. Under center Patterson, give to Mason. He's in! Touchdown, untouched for the bench, Ben Mason.
Nah, I gotta love the nickname, Ben Bench Mason, for his work in the gym. 2 rushing scores in the first quarter, and in the second?
They give it to Mason. He bounces off 1 tackler and stays on his feet and finds his way to the back of the end zone. Ben Mason, the bench, another score, his 3rd of the day.
John, you mentioned it off the top. You wanted 5 yards a carry on Saturday. Michigan gave you 6 yards a carry. Teron Higdon, 12 for 136 yards and a score. Ben Mason, 6 carries, 18 yards, and those 3 touchdowns. Everybody, the backs, the offensive line, the play callers, all of them allowed this running game to shine.
They really did, and my hat's off to this offensive line. Nobody has been more critical, has put them under a microscope more than myself, and I think everybody knows that. And the expectations I have for them are extremely high. Tonight, they fulfilled all those expectations. And we can say, okay, yeah, the Nebraska's front wasn't that great. I don't care, because this is a game, again, when you beat a program like Nebraska, you open up holes that you could run semi-trucks through. That is a big freaking deal. And I'm excited for this team because they're going to go to Northwestern. They're going to chance to come home and have homecoming against Maryland, Wisconsin coming up after that. This should be able to develop some confidence up front off with the offensive line, tight ends, backside blocking. Lead blockers Mason Cole, Ben Mason, leading through, getting touchdowns himself, Teron Higdon. I mean, it's just, I could go on and on and on about the running game. I'm just extremely pleased with what I saw tonight.
And those thoughts have to carry over to the team as a whole, especially in that first half. It's one of the best halves of football in the Jim Harbaugh era. Nebraska really seemed overwhelmed from the start.
No, I mean, when you come out and you put up those numbers going into halftime and you have that confidence, you have that role, there was really no point in that first half from the moment we received the football to the halftime break. where you thought that Nebraska had any chance to be in this game. I mean, it was over from play one. And I think if people – I kind of liken this and the talent level and the stakes weren't as high, but I had a game like this when we played Penn State in State College in 97 where it was over from the opening play. And when you have a game like that, it does. It builds a lot of confidence in all phases of the game, whether it's offense, running the football, Shea Patterson being able to complete the ball and spread it around, defensively, getting after the quarterback. They had 14 tackles for loss, 4 sacks. We got another special teams big play score. So really all 3 phases of the game were clicking tonight. And it's rare that happens. That's the goal every time, but it's so rare that you get big plays and you know, consistency for 60 minutes from all 3 phases of your game.
And speaking of all 3 phases, we haven't talked about the special teams yet. Quinn Nordin connecting on a couple of field goals, including a 50-yarder in quarter number 2. And the biggest highlight of the game came from special teams.
Lightbourne to kick it away. Peoples-Jones standing at his own 40, takes it, goes around the right end. He gets a block, turns upfield, he's at midfield. He's at the 40, he's into Nebraska territory, cuts it back to the left, makes a man miss at the 20. He's still on his feet, going to the left sideline, to the pylon. He dives, he's in, DPJ TD.
John, you have to be very happy with Michigan's special teams on Saturday.
Very happy. And there again, there's still room for improvement. We talked about all the great things that the special teams has done, but we have to be able to be – when you have an extra point, that has to be automatic. And it's always – it's funny because, you know, you get a guy that misses an extra point, then he nails a 50-yarder. That's the up and down and the ebb and flow of a game, and those guys have to be on just like everybody else for 60 minutes because you never know when that's going to happen. It could be a one-play drive. All of a sudden, hey, you got to get in there. You may not be warmed up, but you have to perform, and we need to continue to improve in that phase of our kicking game.
Speaking of improvements, the blowout nature of this game allowed plenty of second and third teamers to get some more in-game action on their resumes, and several made an impact.
McCaffrey, who's in the shotgun, gets the snap, back to throw, looks, throwing deep, looking for Ronnie Bell. Bell's got it at the 20. The 10 breaks back inside the 5. Touchdown, Michigan. Ronnie Bell, his first as a Wolverine. Good for 56.
John, it's so huge for the program this year and beyond to see guys like Dylan McCaffrey, Ronnie Bell, and many others get the reps that they earned on Saturday.
Well, I think, you know, another example, a few years back, it was 7 or 8 years ago, we played at Nebraska, and we had our quarterbacks get hurt, and we were basically down to no quarterbacks, and there was absolutely nothing we could do. Fast forward a few years, I'm very confident right now that if something happens to Shea Patterson, Dylan McCaffrey can go in there and perform extremely well. And he showed tonight. I know it was called back, but he definitely has some wheels, and that was exciting to see. So it's nice to be able to have depth there. It's nice to be able to see depth and get them some experience early on in the second half because your technique – when you go in there and you're fresh, you're excited, you're young, you know, it's the first few times you've been in the big house, everything seems to go well and you're excited, you're pumped up. But when you get tired and you put a couple of drives together or you have to go back out there before you've had enough time to rest on the sidelines, that's when you get a chance to test your technique. And the coaches get a good idea of where they are in their development. And some guys pass, some guys don't pass as well, and that gives the coaches confidence to know if somebody goes down, hey, I can go ahead and put in whoever that backup is because I've seen him perform under stressful situations. So it was great to be able to see that tonight.
It sure was, and Dan Dierdorf was very pleased as well after the game.
Everything is ratcheted up when the Big Ten season starts. How practices are more intense. Everyone's focus is a little more refined, and there's a sense of urgency every time you play a Big Ten, because it doesn't matter if you lose every one of your non-conference games. If you run the table in the Big Ten, you're a Big Ten champion. And so it's all different. And I think with the first Big Ten game, with it in the books, I think you have to say that Michigan they responded in every single way you'd like to see them respond for the first Big Ten game. The focus was there. The energy was there. The explode out of the gate, which was important when you're a favorite like they were today. I can't find a negative, not that I'm looking for one. This was an impressive day from start to finish.
That type of effort lifted the Wolverines to a 56-10 win over Nebraska. Here were head coach Jim Harbaugh's thoughts with John on the network.
What can you take from a game like this? What's your message to a team after you had handle an opponent like this?
First of all, the hard work of the players, they're the ones doing it, and it's paying off, and great to see so many of our guys get in the game and play well. And I thought many of the guys, and as units played great. And that's the message, that their hard work's really paying off.
In terms of the offensive line, have you seen the progress over the first four games that you wanted to see tonight?
Yes. Yes, I thought the blocking was crisp. It was sustained, at the point of attack, moving people and getting up on the second level. Receivers blocking as well. And
what did you see from Caron Higdon? Was that something that you game planned, that you thought you'd be able to get some of those big plays early on?
Yeah. Our coaches did a good job game planning for this game. We're outside orientated more in the C and D gap, and practiced it all week. Worked really hard to make it happen. The players did a tremendous job.
Staying on the offensive side, Dylan McCaffrey has come in and played extremely well. How confident are you in the depth at your quarterback position?
Well, just trying to get him as many reps as possible, and he got to play quite a bit again today. And each time he's been in, he's acquitted himself well. So, you get better at football by playing and definitely at that position, quarterback. But he's doing a good job throwing the ball accurately. Did a nice job with all the checks and running with the football. You gotta say that he's doing a good job.
Rashawn Gary left early. Was that because of the lead, or is he okay or injured? Or
yeah, him and Chase were out of there pretty early, along with some other starters.
What did you see? I mean, the defensive line over the last couple of weeks has really done a great job of their discipline, especially Rashawn Gary playing that option. Is that something that you guys have hammered home at practice?
Yeah, playing the option. We've done a very nice job with that, and it really helps to have Devin Bush to chase down the backs. Up front, I thought our pass rush was really good today, and it was a really good pass rush with discipline, where guys were staying in their lanes, wasn't allowing the quarterback to get out of the pocket, not rushing by the quarterback. Their rush discipline was really good, and very fast. We're getting good to the quarterback, and hard work paying off. I think that's showed today.
And just in general, how important, now that we're into the Big Ten season, guys like Aiden Hutchinson, some of the younger guys are getting a lot of reps in a few of these early games.
Yeah, there's no doubt that's that's great for building your squad and getting that time on task. So many players got a chance to play today and played well. Nice to see so many backs get in on the action offensively. Nice to see so many receivers catching balls and executing. So offensive line as well. Got both units in there playing pretty darn good. So we move on. We know a big game next week against Northwestern, and the hard work's paying off for this team. So we'll keep at it.
All right. Thanks, Coach. We'll see you in Northwestern.
Thank you.
There's John with Coach Harbaugh. Since this is in the trenches, let's start our player interviews with an offensive lineman. Here's Ben Bredesen with Doug Karsh.
I'm with Ben Bredesen from the Michigan offensive line, and you guys deserve some love today. Do you think, without looking at the film, this was your overall best game as a unit?
Yeah, I think we really got the cohesiveness down, and we were able to move people around today.
6.7 yards per rush, over 200, almost 300 yards rushing. That's got to be music to your ears.
Yeah, we're always shooting for over 6 yards a carry, so Like you said, 6.7, that's awesome for us.
How about your defense? They had 17 yards at the half, and you just dominated this game on that side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, they're always fun to watch, and I mean, today was nothing different from them. You know, we love having them on our side. You know, they're always out there and performing for us, and today was no different.
One of the fun moments in the game is when your backup quarterback, Dylan McCaffrey, on a run, put his shoulder down and ran over a defender. You guys in the offensive line loved it.
Oh, we loved it. Yeah, we were all going crazy on the sidelines for him, and it was great to see Dylan get some action and do well.
Did you get a chance to talk to Chuck Filiaga? Do you know if he's all right?
I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him much. He's been with the trainers, but I'll be checking in with him soon.
All right, cool. Northwestern next week. What do you expect?
It's going to be a good game. You know, a tough game down in Chicago, so we'll be ready for him.
Ben Bredesen, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Staying on the offensive side, here's Ben Mason after the game.
You out of the single setback, lone running back. We talked during the week. You must have known this was coming, but how do you like that formation?
Yeah, I knew it was coming. We've had it in a couple weeks now, but it made the debut today, and we were running hard. The blocks were there, and it looked good.
When's the last time you had a 3-touchdown game?
Haven't since high school, my senior year.
You know, last week, Donovan Peoples-Jones got in the end zone 3 times and held up the 3 fingers. This time, after your 3rd touchdown, when you got to the bench, he greeted you with the 3 fingers. That must have been fun.
Oh, that was really funny. I held the 3 fingers back up right to him.
You said during the week, I asked you, what's better for you, a long run for a touchdown or a big block? And you leaned over to me and said, well, how big's the block? So today you got actually had some longer runs. You know, it must have been fun to kind of get in the open field, break through the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love carrying the ball. That's one of my favorite things to do in football. And blocking's great and everything, but if the team needs me to carry the ball, I'm 100% willing to do that too.
How about the job? How about the job your offensive line did?
Oh, the offensive line was moving people off the ball today. It was great to see.
Talk about Northwestern next week, the challenge ahead for you guys.
I haven't really looked much into them, but it's another Big Ten team, and I'm sure we're going to go in there into a hostile environment, and it will be challenging.
Do you think Big Ten play, the intensity in the building this week, maybe brought out the best in you guys?
Yeah, I think it's also an internal thing, too. I think it was a lot of the guys that came out very hungry this week and with a fire. So that was really good for the football team.
Your defense held them to 39 yards rushing on 30 carries. You obviously go against them in practice. Quite a performance by them today.
That's an unbelievable stat. I mean, almost, what did you say, 39?
39 yards on 30 carries.
It's a little over a yard carry. I mean, doesn't get better than that.
How about Donovan Peoples-Jones' punt return, too?
Oh, that was electric. The spin move to the dive, it was just great. A lot of great blocks on that, too.
You're a physical player, so I want you to evaluate something. Dylan McCaffrey had a run, and late in the run, he put his shoulder down and ran over a defender. Your offensive line went nuts. Did you see it?
When you just said that, I literally got chills all the way down my body because that's great for great quality of a quarterback. You want to have someone who's physical and ready to put their shoulder down for the team and do anything that it takes to win.
Thanks for your time. By the way, we debuted your nickname, Bench Mason. We call it on the broadcast today. So just so you know, I know you, that's your old nickname from the weight room. So we debuted it to the people today.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Bench Mason, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
3 touchdowns. Brian, back to you.
Ben Mason kept getting touchdown opportunities because of the defense's stellar work. One of the studs on defense, Josh Metellus, caught up with Doug Karsh after the game.
Josh, you haven't looked at the film yet, but overall, do you think that was your personal best game this year?
I mean, yeah, I feel like every week I've just been getting better and better. So, yeah, I feel like this game was my personal best so far.
They were moving the ball on their first possession. Ball got tipped. Take us through that play as you moved in on it and got the interception.
Yeah, so we forced a long 3rd down right before that, and they happened to catch the ball for about 15 yards. So next play, I'm already like, they drive and they got to like around the 50. We got to make sure they don't score. Like, we got to set the tone as the first drive of the game. So I seen the ball go up in the air, and I seen Rashawn and I seen D. Bush run into it. And I'm like, I'm the closest person to it. Like, I got to dive and make a play. So I did.
2 interceptions in 2 weeks. Pretty good back there. How about playing in the secondary, covering guys, when you know your pass rush is going to be on the quarterback immediately? You don't have to cover nearly as long, and that ball's going to come out sooner than he wants it.
Yeah, it's intimidating, you know, for opposing wide receivers. You know, they know they got to run their routes quick. So, you know, it helps me. Like, all right, the ball, I know the ball has to come out quick because I know we're sending a lot of pressure. I know we got two guys on the edge coming fast like Rashawn and Chase, and I know we got D-Bush coming through the middle. So, you know, just stuff like that, you know, just helps me make quicker decisions. All right, like, I could be heavy, aggressive on the slant because I know that the ball has to come out quick. So stuff like that.
You guys had a dominating performance defensively, 39 rushing yards on 30 carries. They did get some yardage through the air late in the game. But overall, I mean, you haven't watched the film yet again, but that defense, I mean, have you played better?
No, I mean, as a defense, we went into this game, and Coach Brown wanted us to just let go. Like, everybody have their breakout game, and I felt like today was one of those games where, you know, where we, like, can look in the mirror and, like, all right, like, we could be the best defense in the nation, and we just keep doing what we're doing. Like, we got the talent. We showed that we have it. Now it's just going up from here.
A couple other highlight plays. First on special teams, Donovan Peoples-Jones, punt return. Yeah. What'd you think of that?
It was amazing. It was one of the longest punt returns I ever seen. And I just, you know, he had a good spin move that I felt was unnecessary. I told him that. But other than that, it looked pretty.
You guys could put the clock on it. See if your interception return was longer than his punt return.
We could. I think he got me there, though.
Dylan McCaffrey, when he came in, threw some great passes and then put his shoulder down and tried to run a defender over.
I just love the way Dylan plays. You know, Dylan comes every day to practice ready to work, improve. You know, ever since Dylan got here, I just knew he was special. You know, today he showed that. He's a good player for the team. He's a good addition to the team.
And your starter wasn't bad either. 15-22 for 120 yards. Shea Patterson and the touchdown.
Shea just being Shea. that's what he known for, and that's what he did today.
It also must have been nice for you guys to rest because the offensive line was doing the job, and they were able to just churn out first downs.
Yeah, you know, we were running the ball really well today. You know, letting the clock run out, and you know, just keeping the defense on the sideline. You know, that way when we go out there, we can be fresh and ready to attack.
Josh, before we let you go, you're 1-0 in the Big Ten. Do you think Big Ten play, you guys talked about intensity in the building. Did it bring out the best in you guys?
Yeah, I mean, this is where it all counts. Like, this is where the money is made. You know, I just feel like now it's just all on the line. So, you know, Big Ten play, we intensify, bring our level of play up to a different level because we know the other team is going to do the same.
Josh Metellus, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And here's our final player interview, Devin Bush.
Devin, dominating performance by you guys defensively. You have to feel pretty good about how that went.
Feel great, you know, to go out and, you know, play a Big Ten team like that and a team like Nebraska, you know, in this type of environment, you know, you got to bring your A game, and that's what we did today.
What was the key to slowing down their run game? 39 yards on 30 carries.
Believing in our system, believing in our scheme, you know, and playing it to our best ability and actually playing it with a mentality, you know, you're not going to run the ball in us.
There were a couple of times where, Devin, it looked like you guys were in their offensive huddle, like you knew where the ball was going.
Yeah, you know, that's just goes to show you how much film we put in during the week, you know, how much we read our keys, you know, how much we play together.
Don Brown, your defensive coordinator, was really bothered by the penalties last week. Obviously something you guys were able to cut down on this week.
Yeah, we just reiterated, you know, go in there, trust the technique, you know, and, you know, the refs are looking to throw flags, so, you know, that's so you got to switch it up, make adjustments.
Again, your speed was on display today. Do you feel like you're the fastest guy in the field?
I'm the fastest guy in America. I trust my speed and I trust my instincts. You know, at the end of the day, I'm gonna play football.
All right, Devin, tell us about Northwestern next week. If you flip the page, what do you expect from them?
I don't really know too much about their offense, you know, about their team, but I know they're gonna come and play, you know, ready to play. We're gonna be at their home field. You know, they're gonna be in front of their stadium, in front of their fans, and gotta bring our A game again.
Devin, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
So there it is. Michigan annihilates Nebraska, capping off a three-game homestand during which the Wolverines outscored their opponents 150-33. Up next, a road date in Evanston against Northwestern. That's Saturday at 4:30. John, what do you want to see from the Maize and Blue next week?
Well, it's going to be continuing the discipline that we saw tonight. It's continuing the enthusiasm, the momentum that we were able to create tonight, the confidence that we have after this game, after beating Nebraska, taking that to Evanston, winning on the road. That's the number one thing. And I don't care how they do it. You've got to be able to win on the road in the Big Ten. And I know for a fact that a Pat Fitzgerald team is not going to beat itself. We're going to have to go there, and we're going to have to win that football game. We're going to have to continue to establish that we can run the football against Big Ten opponents. We're going to have to establish that we can be productive and stretch the defense, you know, with some shots to Nico Collins, Donovan Peoples-Jones. On defense, we have to prove week in and week out that we are disciplined that we're going to get lined up right, that we're going to perform our task on every play, not worry about trying to cover for somebody else. And if we do those things, we're better today than we were against SMU. We're better today than we were against Notre Dame or Western Michigan. So, and it has to be same. It has to hold true for next week. We have to be better against Northwestern than we were today. And that's the task that these kids, they have to be able to go back and refocus. Yeah, this is a big win. And we won by 46 points. But you have to find ways to continue to improve and prove that it wasn't a fluke. You have to go out there and prove that we can do this week in and week out.
John, great stuff as always. You were into it this week. Go home and get some rest, all right?
No. It's football season. Football season. We've got a limited time to be excited. I can sleep in the off season, and I hope I sleep, because when I sleep, things go faster. All right, I get a chance to wake up, and some time has gone by, and we can get to next season. So, let's go ahead and let's run the table in the Big Ten. Let's set the precedent in Evanston. Then we'll come back against Maryland. Then we got Wisconsin coming to town. It is going to be a great Big Ten season for Michigan football.
I love it. Well, before we wrap things up, yeah, I think John just summed up the reaction that Jack Harbaugh had when joining Jim and Dan on the broadcast on Saturday.
And we are joined in the booth now by the father of the Michigan head football coach, Jim Harbaugh, Jack Harbaugh. Jack, it's great to see you up here.
Just one thing, Jim.
Yeah?
Dan, who has it better than us?
Nobody!
Here we go.
Nobody indeed. On that note, Michigan a winner over Nebraska on Saturday. For John Jansen, I'm Brian Bush. Thanks so much for listening to another edition of In the Trenches.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of In the Trenches with John Jansen. In the Trenches with John Jansen is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.